page 189. Growing up as untouchables.
The children that you see at our back are, they really are at the bottom of the caste structure. Children who come from the untouchable community, at that level, you cannot move up.
Like there's nothing you can do? I mean, you can't.
You can go to school, you can get an education, you can become the prime minister, you can become the president, you can become the astronaut, but you cannot change your caste position. That's a completely watertight caste position.
And in reality, what are the chances of like these kids getting an education and doing a job that isn't determined to be an untouchable job?
Very little, because some jobs which would not be taken up by the upper caste Hindus were designated for people, for the Dalit people,
like
or the untouchables. Like working at the crematorium, like working as a morgue attendant in government hospitals, working as a hangman in the prisons. Those are jobs that won't be done by upper caste Hindus traditionally. But the government has reservations, so those jobs, those openings are kept for people who are from the untouchable community. It works in a very, very negative way, because when we start to talk about education and empowerment, or empowerment through education, many of these young kids, especially the boys, they think, oh, well, when I'm 16, I will get a government job and I will get a salary of 12,000 rupees. Okay, I don't need to go to the university. I don't need to get a higher degree. But what kind of job? They don't even think it's possible for them to go to the university and be a professor. And our effort is to make sure that all these kids finish high school, they go to the university, and they have the possibility of working, getting other jobs.
And for these girls, like, what kind of jobs await them? Like, if they don't get an education, what kind of jobs could they hope to do?
The girls would become housewives. They would be married off by the time they're 16 or 17, though the marriageable age is 18. And then they would get married to somebody from the same caste, because it's all very, very caste bound.
Copyright PBS.